Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Dan About Thailand. You can find more podcasts and blogs and vlogs on danaboutthailand.com. Today I wanted to share some of my experience because I'm sure many of you are probably wondering what it's like to live abroad and how I really found it living day to day in Thailand. As a working expat, I've not come over here to retire. I'm still very much in what you would call the rat race in the UK, but it certainly doesn't feel like it here. In fact, far from it. One of the things that I've forgotten about in the UK is what it's like to get up in the morning when it's cold and icy and I've got to de-ice my car. I've got my little boy out here in the garden with me. How are you, Frank?
Good.
And do you like living in Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's walking around with me in the garden. I've just got my shorts on, probably wondering why I'm talking to myself. Anyway, back to the task in hand. What I don't do here is I don't live for the weekends, like I remember doing in the UK. And on top of that, I don't waste any of these days. I do remember the shopping jaunt down to Tesco. But I guess over the years, online home delivery is changing the Western infrastructure a little bit and giving people more leisure time. I just wonder if they're doing more with it. I did read some research that the millennials coming through are preferring to spend time indoors. And to me, that's a crying shame, because one of the things that I find very sad about what it was like living back in the UK is many of my peers didn't even venture out of the town we lived in. So a kind of self-imposed bubble when the world is so huge, they were not even traveling far afield in the UK. So then to hear that some of the millennials coming through are spending time indoors, it's just a waste of the unique opportunity we've got of humans to make the most while we live here. One of the other things I don't do over here is count down the days to my annual holiday. In fact, working over here, there seems to be a blur between work, lifestyle and general approach to your life, and I'm certainly not putting marks in my diary about when my next holiday is. And in fact, when I'm here, I have much more frequent short breaks across Thailand. Flying is relatively cheap, so I can jump on a plane from Bangkok and be up in Chiang Mai, and it probably costs me no more than £30, $40, that's return. And to use the trains and public transport, it's just very, very cheap to get all around. And Thailand is beautiful and so diverse. So one minute you could be on an island somewhere, a Samui, a Koh Phangan, a Koh Chang, or you could be in the busy capital of Bangkok, which is up there with the best in the world in terms of experiences. And if you've not tried a rooftop at night, then you really need to. I think what I'm saying here is the lifestyle here is in abundance, and I always felt like my lifestyle back in the UK was seriously compromised and that my life revolved absolutely around my job, which I enjoyed, but looking back, I'm just over the moon that I was brave enough to make the step to come here to Thailand, and certainly won't be coming back to the UK anytime soon. So every day really is awesome. I tend to find that when I go to bed, I'm excited for the next day. I'm sure sunshine here makes a big difference as well. When it does rain, it rains, but you know, pretty much we're looking at year-round sunshine. And culturally, although Thais are sometimes knocked by people in the West because of their relaxed attitude, it's actually very endearing the longer you spend here. Can be a bit taxing to work with, but you do wonder why in the West, we put so much pressure and stress on ourselves when you see a nation over here that are Mai Ban Lai, which means never mind, everything's relaxed, it doesn't matter. You know, you will see that their work, maybe they'll come in a bit late, but maybe they've got it right. And the other thing, I've got a family here, and Thais love kids. Really, they'll do anything for them. Even complete strangers will go and buy gifts and presents and give to my children. So we've got a much warmer nation, not just in terms of the temperature, but also in terms of people and how they are with each other. So what's it really like living in Thailand? For me, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else at this stage, and I certainly don't want to go back to the humdrum monotony of what it's like living in the UK. Okay, see you again next time.